Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen and Washington Public Health Administrator Emily Tokheim about back-to-school bike safety.
We are here today, thank you for joining me, by the way, to talk about back-to-school safety and some of those topics that we need to be maybe more aware of. So if you want to just jump in.
Yeah, so Marissa and I have been working pretty closely in the last few weeks on some back-to-school bicycling safety.
Yes. One of my pet peeves is when people are walking and bicycling on the wrong side of the street. And some people might not know that there's a wrong side of the street to do these things, but there is. So when you're on a bicycle, you are supposed to ride on the right-hand side, like traffic, because as a cyclist on two wheels, you are a part of the traffic flow. So you need to follow the rules of the road and be on the correct side of the road. One of the other things that we want to focus on, so with the bicycle safety, just some of the basic rules, and just not even rules, but like common sense. Just like a vehicle needs maintenance, your bicycle needs maintenance. So before the kid gets on the bike and starts riding off to school, you want to make sure their tires are inflated. Make sure their chains are properly greased. There's a bike shop in town. I'm sure that they'd love to tune up your kid's bike for them. But one of the other things is your helmets. Don't be on a bicycle without a helmet. It's not just for kids. Mm-hmm. And when we do put it on, make sure we wear it properly. So your helmet should be parallel to the ground when you're standing up. So we've got the 2-4-1 rule. So two fingers above the eyebrows is where the front of the helmet should sit. The four is, you take your two hands, your peace fingers, and that the V should go under your ears where the straps are, and then one finger should fit below the chin strap. Not any more than that. It's when the helmets are tipped up like a cowboy hat, that doesn't do you any good. Have it on there good, have it on there tight, have it on there right, because they make a huge difference in if there's an accident. That protects the kid, that protects the adult, that protects anybody with that helmet on. It's a good thing to have, even if you think you look silly. You look less silly when it's on right.
And you are safer when it is on right. Yes. And along the same lines with those safety tips is making sure that as the bicyclist, you can be seen easily by those driving. So making sure that whether you are riding day or night, you are wearing, you know, bright colored clothes. Those neon colors are going to be best. I actually was reading a study this morning that said wearing white actually doesn't make you more visible. So it's those neon colors that are going to make you more visible or make your kiddo more visible to those driving or, you know, around them. And then whether day or night, making sure that you have reflectors, that you, you know, especially at night, but during the day, it's important too. You might as well just get in the habit of having those reflective strips all the time, you know, on your helmet, on your bike, on your shirt that you're wearing, maybe even on your shoes, making sure that you have multiple ways for people around you to see you when you are on a bike.
And that's actually, so if everybody's like, oh, I don't have high-vis stuff for my kids to wear every day, they actually make like belts and almost like bracelet things. So you wouldn't have to have a shirt that's neon orange for every day of the week. You can get these straps that they're probably 4 inches wide. They have Velcro so that you can make them different sizes and they're stretchy. And then they have the reflective strip on them as well. And you can just strap that around the kid, put it over top of their backpack and around their chest. So you don't have to have, you know, the clothes specifically for everyday, but you could have these tools that serve that purpose.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, anything else to add about the back-to-school safety for the kiddos?
So just one of the things, and it's not specific back-to-school, but so we've got a table at the elementary schools here in Washington where we're going to hand out some information, mm-hmm. and we've got dispatchers, police, public health, emergency management, the ambulance, And one of the sheets that we've got, one of the dispatchers was, when I handed it to him last night, he's like, oh my gosh, I ride my bike wrong all the time. He's like, I need to get better. And he said one of the things that kind of blew his mind is one of the statistics on here is that 44 kids are hit by a car while mm-hmm. walking every day in the United States. Mm-hmm. So that's terrible. We need to do a better job of teaching our kids how to do things properly and be safe, and we need to do a better job driving on the road. So it's just a real eye-opening statistic, and just because we're small-town Iowa doesn't mean we're exempt from those kind of bad things. So,
but it's a good reminder for all of us. It's not, you know, the child who's walking to school, it's not only their responsibility, it's not only us as the driver, it's everybody in the community needs to be thinking of these things and to be very cautious. Well, and not just with back to school, all year long.
All year long.
All year long.
Well, thank you so much for meeting with me today and talking about back to school safety.
Thanks for having us.
That was Marissa Risen and Emily Tokheim joining on today's House and House Washington page to talk about back to school bike safety. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.